Diagnosis was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, a year grassroots community radio station with Carl Lindebaugh. Linda's on assignment this morning. The time is 7:06 in the morning. Our phone line's here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And good morning there, Savannah.
Good morning.
Boy, somebody really had my earphones turned up real high. Somebody was in here yesterday who's obviously needed to be have their head cleared out. How are you this morning, Savannah?
I'm doing really well.
You doing good? Mm-hmm. How was your week?
Good. Busy. Getting ready for my big trip next week.
When are you leaving?
Wednesday.
Next Wednesday, huh? So we better have somebody here ready to be able to do your job.
They're gonna.
Nobody can ever do your job.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, let's start off with our Wells Fargo advisor, Josh Wiley, and see what's going on in Wall Street with our market minute. Hey, Josh, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, we have a mixed bag this morning. Currently, the Dow's up 36 points at 16,146. The Nasdaq's down 2 at 4,260. And the S&P 500's up 3 at 1,849. Oil's up 56 cents a barrel at $98.76, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.59%. Gold's up $15.70 this morning at $1,386, while silver's up 59 cents at $21.79 an ounce. Some of most actively traded stocks this morning: Home Depot's up 79 cents at $79.59, Lowe's is up 65 cents at $49.39, and Facebook is down $1.17 at $67.73. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday to Friday at 708, 808, and 908 in the morning. This is a big time. You have to do your investments. You want to plan for your retirement. You want to plan for your kids' education. The way to do it is to have somebody that knows what they're talking about. That's our Wells Fargo Advisors. Somebody that you can sit down and look across the table at and talk to. And they're located on Park Marina Drive. Give them a call at 243-7561 to set up an appointment. That's 243-7561, Wells Fargo Advisors. And today is Friday.
So Friday
we have weather. It's going to be beautiful all weekend.
It's going to be a beautiful weekend. It's currently 48 degrees, going to get up to a high of 75, mostly sunny, with a low of 50. Saturday's going to be sunny with a high of 78, low of 51. And Sunday's going to be a high of 78, low of 48. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. And our weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They are family-owned and operated. Give them a call at 530-365-3793.
Okay, now you're heading out to Switzerland.
On Wednesday.
And why are you going there?
It is a missions trip for my school.
Uh-huh.
And so they're deploying pretty much 3,000 students all over the world.
Really?
Yeah.
So why didn't you pick the Congo?
The Congo.
Did you get a choice?
Rwanda was on my list. You pick your top five.
Rwanda was on your list?
Yeah. So my first ones were like first world, Switzerland. I didn't think I was going to get my first choice. Then I put a couple other hard mission trips on there.
Rwanda, and where were the other place?
I think one of them was Uganda. Yeah, I know. And in the Philippines.
Philippines is a nice place.
You know what's sad though? I'm going to Switzerland. My roommates are going to like South Africa. They're learning about, safety procedures. And the only thing my team leaders have told me is to pace myself with how much chocolate I eat. I'm like, it's a hard life.
Well, can you yodel?
Not yet.
Well, when you come back, we expect you to be able to yodel, because your training for harsh environments was don't eat too much chocolate.
Yep.
You deserve it.
Thank you.
You deserve it. Trust me, you don't need Rwanda, you don't need Uganda, you don't need the Haiti, you don't need the Congo or Somalia or any of these places. You don't need those places. Switzerland. You know, the only thing you have to worry about is if your face breaks out. Okay. All right. Hey, Sebastian. Spencer. You know, I went through the Sebastian thing for about, the first 3 weeks I knew you?
A little longer than that.
Well, maybe it was the first 3 months I knew you. And, hey, Haven Humane, and we have our pet of the week. So, she is a cutie.
This is the best dog that we have had at our shelter in a while. They're all great dogs, but this one by far surpasses them all. I brought with me Justice this morning. She is a six-month-old Catahoula leopard dog mix. She's mixed. She's probably got a little bit of pity in her, but not much, very little. Great dog. When she came into our shelter, she actually had a broken leg. We think that someone intentionally broke her leg. We were able to fix her leg. It's all healed up great now. She had her surgery. She's got a metal plate in there now.
So she can't go through the airport detector then, unless you say she's got a metal plate in her leg.
Correct.
You know, with TSA or they'll strip search her.
Yes.
Okay.
She's for everything that she has gone through, she's just, her attitude is amazing. She is just happy and eager to meet every person that she comes across. And I mean, me personally, if someone broke my leg, I probably wouldn't feel too fond of people after that. And Justice is, she holds no grudges against anybody. She's just happy and eager to meet everybody, and she's just real eager to please everyone. She walks, for a six-month-old dog, she walks amazing on a leash. Not just good, but amazing on a leash. She doesn't pull whatsoever. I have her on about a foot-long leash, and she doesn't pull at all. She's great with our office cats.
She has a pink nose. She's brown with a light tan with like kind of dark colorings like the leopard dogs have. And she's got such a happy face. And she's over when she met me, she comes running up, she licks my fingers. She's been licked Savannah's boots there, you know, because that was the only spot she could reach over and just lick those. And now she's sitting there just looking at you with love on her face.
Yes, she is. Oh. Her coloring reminds me of, if you have a tan dog and you take a cup of water and just drizzle it on him, that's kind of the color that she reminds me of, because she's got the tan, but she's got the darker brown just in spots. It's almost like it was splashed onto her. It's really cool. If you've never seen a Catahoula, you've got to Google them, because they're beautiful dogs. They're great family dogs, and Justice just really deserves a good second chance at having a good life. Such an amazing dog, needs an amazing family.
Okay, she's resting her head on my foot right now. So, you know what? This is, you know what? This dog needs to be adopted. This little pup, and she's not little. How big is she going to be?
She's going to be probably about a 60 or 70 pound dog. Okay. Catahoulas are about the size of labs.
Okay. And have you got her rated?
We have her rated for a home with kids 5 and older, not for any aggression whatsoever. It's just that we don't think that she would appreciate a 2-year-old riding her. Especially, you know, because she had her broken leg. She might not, you know, tolerate a real young child pulling at her leg or anything like that.
She's got a pretty face. She's got little droopy ears. She's just a great looking dog, and so friendly and so affectionate. You know, if you're looking for a dog for, you know, if you've got, you know, kids in your family or 5 and older, and she is just inquisitive, and there isn't anything that she doesn't smell that she doesn't want to lick right there. So she's in. Anyway, okay. How do they come? How do they find you?
Well, you could swing by the shelter anytime between 11 and 5, Monday through Saturday at 7449 East Side Road, or you could give us a call anytime after 8:30 at 241-1653.
Okay, this is our Pet of the Week. We're doing 100% with our Pets of the Week, my friends. So pass the word to everybody. If you don't need a dog, and if you do, this would be a great dog to have. I would look at this dog if we didn't have Elk Killer. I'd be afraid Elk Killer would trash her. But she is just a cutie. Anyway, okay, Spencer, thanks a lot.
Thank you for having us.
All right, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palisadro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Botland is on assignment this morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. You know what? You talk about nutrition. You know, you've got a store here at Orchard Nutrition. Joe has four nutritionists on its staff. And they can come in, they can talk to you about your, what's going on, what your needs are and all this. Plus the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in the North State. Obviously. Raw foods, organic foods, non-GMO foods. These are all things down at Orchard Nutrition. Plus he has classes on diet and nutrition and, you know, health. All this at Orchard Nutrition, located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call at 244-9141. I bet they've got anything that you're looking for. I have been unable to, I've gone down there and said, okay, I know you don't have this. And they do have it. They always have it because they are the nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, your center for a healthy lifestyle. Okay, the unions put together Revolt, which is the exact part of that, is the residents entitled to vote on land transactions. Now, these guys are putting it together to stop the sale of the 14.1 acres to the McConnell Foundation for Turtle Bay Park. They need 4,774 signatures, and they're starting this weekend. and they're starting to collect these. They believe that this sale should not happen, that it's being done to get past prevailing wage. The state level unions have said that they will fight it. They will take them to court. And they're saying it's all based on the fact of the wage thing, that they could pay the wages if they chose to. And this is what the union is saying. Of course, Turtle Bay and the people from the McConnell Foundation say it's simple, that when the union said they either have to buy it, the land, or pay prevailing wage. So they bought the land. And at what they say is a fair price. Three different appraisers came in here, and one came in at $75,000, one came in at $400,000, one came in at $175,000. So here's the thing about it, is it's lease-held land. Lease-held land means is that there's covenants on it, and you can't do anything. They leased it to Turtle Bay for 99 years. And I think there's like 75 or 80 years left, 80 years left on it, 88 years left on it. So they're saying is, wait a minute, any way you sell this thing, it's got to take into the lease and take that into account. And that makes the land worth a lot less. Well, so the deal was finally made. I think the third appraiser came in at $175,000 or $200,000, something like that. McConnell Foundation, after bargaining with the city and Rick Bassetti, offered to pay, or was said that they would pay $600,000. And this is met with a firestorm of controversy from different groups of people who say you're selling city land to the McConnell Foundation. Well, frankly, the thing about this is Turtle Bay. Turtle Bay needs another revenue stream. The revenue stream would have been the hotel. That seems to be the big consternation is whether they got, what would the McConnell Foundation do with the rest of the land? I don't think you're going to see low income housing down there on the water. The other thing is the land's not right on the water, so it's different. But the question is, what are they going to do with the land? And anything you look at it, though, is that the Turtle Bay, because of the covenants on it, will have the final say. And even if they change their mind, you've got to go through the city planning process. Of course, we know the city planning process can be changed by loading the city council with people that are on the sides of one side or the other. Bottom line is that there's got to be a way that we can work this out, because this is the second referendum we have. The first one on the marijuana, because as we heard yesterday from Mike Shibley, who is the lawyer for some of the people involved in the marijuana growth industry, is that have grown it in the city, you've got zoning laws for that. You know, you can't do that in the city. He's got no problem with that. But when you get out in unincorporated areas, there are farms out there. So if the big thing is the smell, then there's got to be something done. Now, with this initiative that they've already got the signatures for to put it on the ballot, says is that just negates the law and wants that law rewritten. Or the board of supervisors could just say no. And say, okay, we're not going to have the law. We'll just do away with the law. I would hope that there's got to be, again, here, some middle ground in the fact that, I mean, you just still can't get past the fact that it's an illegal drug, even though the Obama administration isn't doing anything about it, is illegal. The other part of it is that a lot of people do use it for medicinal purposes. A lot of people just use it for fun. I would say most of the people that use it for fun. Do you know anybody that uses it for medicinal purposes, Samantha?
No.
Do you know anybody that uses it for fun?
Yes.
Really? You know people like that?
I mean, I know them, but not in my inner circle.
Of course not. I know people that use it for fun. I know people that use it for medicinal purposes. But I think that the big thing is that most people don't use it for medicinal purposes. I think most people use it for fun, for relaxation, for getting high, for giving yourself another way to avoid everyday mundane situations. Just let's get high. Let's just smoke a little bit here. I just feel so much more mellow. Now let me go out and drive that truck. Okay, there's still, as Mike said, he said, no, there's, you know, it's like anything else. If you're going to drive equipment, it's just like drinking or using prescription drugs and driving. You should not do that, and you should be hammered for it. All right. That's my little take on the two ballot initiatives. Okay, here's the danger of a ballot initiative, though, is it's not enough to have a ballot initiative. It's not. What you could do is, you know, remember that people voted for this thing. So you could have a recall election and recall the people that voted for it if you got that much, you know, anger. But I think that it would be, or you can remember is the next time there's an election, you remember what they did and then you vote against them if there's anybody running against them. So that's what you do is, okay, you want to have a, you know, you've elected these people to make these decisions. You don't like the decision, so you're going to overturn it at the ballot box. Well, I would hope at the next time you vote is that you remove those people from office, if it's that egregious. Anderson is running out of water. Yes, I hate to say that. Water could run out by the beginning of July in Anderson because of the amount of water. The district is getting 40% of their contracted amount because there is no water because of the drought. What this means is even if they if they move the irrigation back into April, and they'd still run out of water by the end of July. Now, questions are, can we pump groundwater? And if we can pump groundwater, will that take the place of it? Well, yes, you can pump groundwater, but there's not enough pumps. And there's not enough. So how about just using, you know, a lot less and just not irrigating for a period of time and irrigate again? Well, you've got to keep the canals full. Otherwise, when you try to fill the canals up again, it takes even more water than what they have. But the bottom line is Anderson and irrigation is in trouble. And there really is no solution to it right now, unless there's just huge rains between now and, between now and June. But by the end of June, Anderson's irrigation water could be out. So, you know, does that mean they still have drinking water and all that? Yes, of course. But this is extremely serious. All throughout, we've got at least 60 other cities that are going to run out of water just like this. But some of them are urban areas that are going to be running out of water. And they're trying to think of ways of getting more water to them. Not just agriculture areas, but urban areas. This is, this drought, which has been going on for several years, is not over yet. And if you look at now we start talking about the dams. Do we put another 19 feet on the top of Mount Shasta Dam? And if we do, what happens? Well, what happens is first of all, it has to rain. It does no good to have another 100 feet on the dam if it doesn't rain. So we have to have that have water, first of all. But then, okay, so now we want to store more water. I read yesterday that the Colorado stores, you know, that's a much smaller river, believe it or not, than the Sac, it stores like four times as much water as the Sacramento does, as we do in the Sacramento. So what do? We put another 19 feet on the dam here, which destroys properties, and, you know, it takes private property rights and they're gone. But it gives us more water storage. But what about other storage ideas like putting dams up in other areas, like earthen dams? You know, some people are saying, oh, no, that won't work. But have we looked at it with the newest technology? Maybe it wasn't good 20 years ago, but what about now? But more water storage on the Sacramento, less for smelt. Like the gentleman we had on from UC Davis, he said there's going to be some species that are going to die. He said it's not going to be humans. But there's going to be some species that are going to die out, and it could be the smelts, it could be something else, because you're going to have to make the decision, humans or animals. They're even taking the salmon and they're trucking them to the ocean or to different spots on the river to get them past certain areas, and they have to do it. They released thousands of them because they'd waited as long as they could, because if it had been any longer, they would have not been able to make it to the ocean. But others, they're going to be trucking to the ocean. This is how bad it is, my friends. So then you've got to ask yourself, what are you doing to save water? Are you watering your yard right now? How much water are you using? Are you turning off? Yeah, I know it sounds silly, but do you turn your faucet off while you're brushing your teeth? When you're taking the shower, do you take that extra long shower? Oh, we got plenty of water. Well, we don't have plenty of water. Not anymore. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. Enough of lecturing. Let's get back into things about government workers and private workers. We'll do that as soon as we get back from these messages.
Sleep apnea sufferers, are you tired of your CPAP machine? Are you tired of the noise, the discomfort, the inconvenience? A new non-surgical, non-CPAP FDA-cleared option that is covered by most medical insurance plans and Medicare is just a phone call away. Win the battle against snoring and sleep apnea with this exciting breakthrough treatment. Think about it. No more annoying hose and mask. No more traveling with a CPAP. You'll be able to sleep in any position you want. You'll be able to drink a glass of water. You'll sleep so much better. You'll think it's the difference between night and day. And you're reducing the risk of potentially fatal problems associated with sleep apnea.
Call Redding Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400. Sleep better. Feel better. Call today at 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com. Call Redding Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400 to schedule a free consultation. That's 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com.
The City of Redding Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Reevaluate your current outdoor watering schedule. Make sure to water later in the evening or early in the morning, because when it's hot or windy, more than a third of the water can be lost to evaporation. Watering your landscape during the coolest part of the day allows water to soak into the soil and minimizes runoff. Be water smart. Visit RedingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Redding Water Utility.
Join us in celebrating Wind River Resort and Casino's grand opening of our luxurious hotel, located in Redding, California, March 14th through the 21st. For more information, log on to windriver.com. It's not how far you go, it's how far you get away.
Hi, I'm Gary Hayward, General Manager of Wind River Resort and Casino. I am pleased to announce that beginning March 14th, with the grand opening of our new hotel, Wind River Resort and Casino will be the largest Native American casino to implement a 100% smoke-free policy. We are doing this because we care deeply about our guests, team members, and our community. This way, everyone's a winner. We'll continue to provide premier gaming, entertainment, and hospitality to all our guests. I'd like to invite you to come see all that we have to offer as part of the grand opening celebration of our luxurious hotel, March 14th through March 21st. Experience a smoke-free Wind River Resort and Casino and find out for yourself why it just got better on the river.
Hi, this is Aaron.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio is all about the whole story, all the stuff the mainstream media only covers in sound bites. Every Sunday morning, We the People Radio digs into the politics of public policy, communitarianism, land use, Agenda 21, smart growth, immigration, elections, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and wolves.
You know, for over 3 years, we've spoken with famous and not so famous people from around the world who understand the principles of limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution.
Well, thanks, Bill. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for guest information and our extensive archives.
It's all about We the People here at We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
This week's guest is Dennis Prosperi of Families Protecting the Valley. We'll talk about the water, or lack thereof, in California's Central Valley as its citizens try to reclaim their water from the government. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 at 7:33 in the morning, my friends. 605-4567. Give me a call here. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Indwelling, right across from Jack's on California Street, 1760 California Street. They have furniture that is truly eclectic and is different. They have wall coverings. They have china cabinets that don't look like china cabinets. I mean, does that make sense? I mean, you can put your dishes in them, and couches and chairs and trunks and you name it, knickknacks, they've got it, and it is just truly, truly a great place to visit. And Dilgesh and Andrea Abraham, who own the place, are just they are themselves the reason to go in just to talk to them. Really, really great people. Indwelling, furniture, and art objects. Okay, let's talk about this. You know, let's go with this news first. Government workers versus private workers. Wayne, see if we have anybody out in front there. Would you please? Let's talk, you know, the Bureau of Labor Statistics announced on March 12th that the total cost of employing a state or local government worker is 45% more than an equivalent worker in the private sector. For the month of December, employers in private industry spent an average of $29.63 per employee hour worked, but the equivalent cost for a government worker averaged $42.89 an hour. Not only do the government employees average 33% higher pay than those in the private sector, their pension and retirement benefits costs are now an incredible 254% higher. It should come to no surprise, then, for this year, spending by the U.S. government will exceed revenue by an all-time high of $744.2 billion, and our gross national debt, of course, is $18.5 trillion. The private employer spent $20 on average for wages and salaries, plus $8.80 for benefits per hour worked. State and local government paid $27.66 for wages and salaries, plus $15.23 for benefits per hour worked. Government employees cost 33% more in wages, 71% more in benefits. Despite supposed efforts to rein in public spending, net federal, state, and local government spending rose from $6.1 trillion in 2013 to $6.3 trillion in 2014 and will reach $6.6 trillion in 2015. It's actually $600 billion higher. But the federal government gets intergovernmental transfers of $600 billion. They come from other revenue sources. Anyway, the employer cost for employee compensation report also broke down the legally required benefits cost in private industry for December 2013, which averaged $2.43 per hour, or 8.2% of the total compensation. And that, and Social Security is a big part of that. Anyway, what we're talking about here is 7% of all Americans employed by the federal, state, and local governments. But since only 56% of working age Americans have a job, this works out to be about one government worker out of every eight people who are actually working. And this percentage has remained about the same, though, for the last 35 years. But let's go back to this. Just the fact that 254% higher in pension and retirement cost. 33% higher pay. You know, when people first went to work for the government, for whether it was city, county, state, feds, is lower income, but you had a retirement at the end of it, and you had health care while you're in there. And it was a pretty steady job too. But now we've reached a point where it seems like if this is, you know, and this comes from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, is that our pay and allowances have gotten out of control for our government employees. Now, you can say, well, here in Reading it's different. Well, maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe you need to take a look at how much people are being paid in the city. When you have a $260,000 total compensation package for individuals, retirement packages of over $150,000 a year, and the average income in Reading is what, $40,000 a year? $44,000 a year? There's something wrong here. There's something here that people need to address. Now, people that are already in the system, yes, okay, they're here. You're not going to take their money away from them like our government tries to do to veterans. But we need to take a real close look at people that we hire. And when we hire them, saying, you know what, the average salary here in this town for doing admin work is $12 an hour, $15 an hour. We're paying you $25 an hour plus all the retirement benefits. Let's go to the phones. Jay, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. You're raising a very important point in that, you know, history has taught us that when the bureaucracy becomes so heavy that it crushes the people who are supporting it, it all falls apart. I think we're at that tip where the people who are supposed to be serving us are becoming our masters, even if it's, you know, public unions and things like that, and it gets to the point where they basically kill the goose that's laying the golden egg because they just keep demanding more and more. And I mean, every year public employees get a cost of living increase. I can't remember the last time I got a cost of living increase. So I get poorer every year. All taxes go up, gas prices go up, my income doesn't. I mean, many of us are in the same boat as me. And so the longer this goes on, the more that they're showing their own extinction because it can't continue.
Well, I think that everybody knows that. I think that, but you're making really good points. When's the last time a private business gave all their employees a cost of living raise, or even the feds have gone back to take it away from, you know, veterans, you know, retired veterans, let's take it away. But yet you didn't see them taking it away from senators and congressmen, did you? Or how about freezing their pay? Or how about them taking a 10% cut in pay? Because obviously they're not doing a great job since 87% of the people in the United States think they're not doing a good job. How about Obama? How about Obama getting a cut? And then we just hear is that with this new cap and trade on petroleum and all this, that you could skyrocket gas prices, could go up, they have no idea, but a minimum of 15 cents a gallon. And so somebody said, well, I tell you what, let's just put a 15% a 15 cent tax on gas anyway. That way we don't have to worry about it going up and peaking at 88 cents a gallon. I mean, people don't realize what they're doing.
They're not going to have another tax on top of that. No, yeah. Never.
Yeah. And then, so what's that do to people like you, Jay? you drive. So now do you pass that on to your customers?
We haven't raised our rates in 15 years.
We
take care of our people. We take it right in the shorts. Every time the gas price goes up, that's directly out of the driver's pocket.
Yeah, well, see, that's what I mean, is that happens. Have you, you're having to, you know, when you pay for that gas and then you see this is happening and this is going to get worse and worse and worse with the greening of California which is what I guess they want is people to drive less. But that doesn't help people whose lives depend on being moved by cars and trucks and the food and all this. They've got to pass it along to somebody. And who's it hurt the most? It hurts middle income or lower middle incomes. It doesn't hurt rich people.
Of course, the upside to this, and I know I'm segueing a little bit here, and I apologize, but
that's okay.
You know, that it's just going to push us closer and closer to Jefferson.
Well, it does. And because it's going to be a time when he just says, look, we have no representation here. They're not listening to us. But, you know, is the government listening to us? You know, our own people we elect at city council. Look what they did, you know, years ago, and not the ones that are on there now, but years ago, who when the windfall was here for the on the CalPERS, instead of putting money aside at the city, they just spent it and they just gave more and more. And look where we are now. We're at a spot now. We've had to cut back on police. Our public safety is down because the city council made bad decisions back then. And our city council now, what are they doing now to change that? What are the ones, you know, Brent Weaver is having something for safety, public safety, in the town today, I think today. But the question is not how you put more pressure on that area. The question is how do you rein in the cost so that you could have more police and fire?
Well, the answer is pretty simple. To quote a famous line, the center cannot hold. I mean, what we're doing is not sustainable. Either we change it or it falls apart. Either way, all of these nice jobs, they're going away.
Yeah.
You're going to have people working for $15 an hour, no benefits. That's just, and they're going to have to get their insurance from Obamacare. That's just the
way.
Well,
we know how that works. We know how that works.
Oh yeah, it's wonderful. It's just a wonderful vision of the future. I know, but it's where it's taking us.
That's right,
and I don't see any way out of it.
Well, there is ways out of it, but it's going to take some tough decisions by some tough people.
It's going to take some intelligent people making tough decisions, and I don't very seldom see the combination in any of our politicians.
Well, maybe we can.
And intelligent.
Elections are coming. Elections are coming here in both at the city, the state, and the national levels and the county levels. So we need to take a look real close at who we're electing and see if we can't shift this thing around, Jay. Anyway, Jay, you know what my favorite line is? Houston, Houston, we have a problem.
Washington,
we have a problem. Reading, we have a problem. Okay, thanks.
Day,
you bet, Jay. Our Yellow Cab philosopher, Jay in Yellow Cab. Hey, before we take a break, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading. I can't say enough about Leonard and his associates. You know, loose gems, estate jewelry, which Linda just loves. And, the only trained watch repairman in all of Reading. So if you need your watch taken care of, you'd bring it there. No matter where you take it to, it's going to end up there anyway. Diamonds with a special, he's got a special, conduit back to Israel, Leonard does. So you can get great deals on gems and any type of jewelry you want. If he doesn't have it, he'll have it made for you. Yes, he'll have it made for you. He's got some great, great designers that he has access to. Leonard at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Give him a call at 222-2750. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back right after these messages.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making your website a game changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Today, everyone has a big to-do list. With busy schedules, it's easy to forget about yourself, just like I did. Hi, I'm Jennifer Haynes here for Dr. William Farrell. Don't neglect your dental health. Without proactive care, a small cavity can lead to a root canal or extraction. My dentist told me several years ago that I had hairline cracks in my teeth. I did nothing. Time passes. Then out of nowhere, I wake up in the middle of the night in extreme pain. The kind of pain that drops you to your knees. My husband finally had enough and he called his dentist, Dr. William Farrell, who had me in his dental chair within 2 hours. Short time later, pain was under control. Dr. William Farrell took the time to explain to me what the problem was. Those hairline cracks caused massive infection all the way through to the cheekbone. No wonder I was having such a problem with sinus infections. If you want the problem solved, go see Dr. William Farrell. Appointments are available Monday through Friday and most Saturdays. Call Dr. William Farrell 547-5757 today to schedule a quick and easy checkup.
Kentucky woman, she gets to know you.
Yeah. Kentucky woman. Neil Diamond, my friends. Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It is 7:47 in the morning. Our phone lines are 605-4567, and our chat room is going at it at kcnr1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, with experience here in a store, in a business for over 20 years. with outstanding service to all makes and models of air conditioners and heaters. And it's going to start getting warm. It's 80 degrees this weekend, so you know if it's 80 degrees, it's going to get hotter. I mean, I don't know about spring anymore. I don't even know what the weather's going to be like here anymore. But you can get all the filters cleaned. You get all that stuff done by Alliance Heating and Air, Martin and his people. Cause I tell you what, not only do they do great work, it's almost like they're doing it for their families. This is the feeling you get when they're in your house, that what they can do and all the stuff they can do for you. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Check them out. Check them out on the website, homecomfort.org, or give them a call at 221-2642. Now the chat room is going about people, how they're going to turn out and vote against this marijuana thing, the marijuana initiative. I mean, like, big time. And yet they had the people that they had something like 8,000 signatures or 9,000, 7,000, whatever they had. They had more than enough on this. So how many people really believe, and people think is about this for the marijuana initiative, is that we can grow it everywhere. No, what it means is that the law that was passed by, or the ruling by the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, which was 5-0, by the way, would be overturned and said, you've got to go back and rewrite it. So, the part about, though, for under revolt, I don't know. This is going to be interesting because, are people going to be turned off because it says union? We're going to have, of course, we have both sides on all the time, as we'd have already. We're going to have them on again as we move forward. We're going to have bad news and good news. Or not bad news, but it has to do with Ukraine and our foreign policy, which is bad news. John Kerry. Secretary of State. He's done a great job so far, right? He has told the Russians they have Monday to reverse course in the Ukraine. He warned of serious repercussions. If you guys don't go back, if these things don't work, these last ditch talks, you are going to be in deep trouble, mister. Why do I feel like Putin doesn't believe him? And here's the U.S. and the European officials argue that Moscow is orchestrating a referendum for the Crimea to cut loose from the Ukraine and go back to Russia. Now, that part of the Ukraine, the Crimea, they speak Russian. They've always identified with Russia, but they're in the Ukraine. And now they're voting to secede from the northern part of the Ukraine because they're not being represented and they don't believe in their policies. Anyway, the Obama administration has said that they were ready to impose sanctions on Russia. And Europe said they would too. Now, the question is how big or how tough are these sanctions going to be? Since Europe gets a lot of its gas and oil from Russia, and Putin could just turn off the oil in the gas and see how long that would last. People are talking about taking the government of Russia and taking individuals in there and just doing an economic sanction to the sense of freezing bank accounts. Or how about freezing Russia out of doing business in the West? But that could have a severe impact on Europe. So there's not an easy answer to this thing. But the point is that Russia says, hey, we're just protecting ours. And we're helping the people in the Crimea because of this revolution they had that overthrew the government in Kiev in the Ukraine. This whole thing is a mess. And this one, the polls think, they've taken a number of polls, and people believe that Putin is tougher than Obama. Now, I frankly don't care if he's tougher. Fine. Putin, take him down, rub his face in the dirt and all this. I don't care if he's tougher than Obama. I want Obama to be smarter than Putin. That's what I want. I don't care if Putin's tougher. Who's the smartest one? And there's where we get into troubles. Is Putin playing, playing Obama here like he did when he went into Syria and the Russians came in and said, hey, we'll do this. We'll negotiate this thing and took all the pressure off Syria. And what's happened? The Assad there has taken back part of some of the cities. I mean, the Syria thing is toast. So now Putin's here. Now, do we care if he's tougher? It's if he's smarter and can get his way, or if he's, is he clever? Is he more clever than Obama? Is he got more experience than Obama? But here's Obama. He's in his fifth, sixth year here. He should be able, he should be surrounding himself with people that can tell him or give him some good advice here. Obviously, Putin doesn't care. There may be a thing, a point where, okay, maybe we'll pull back a little bit here or we'll just relax. But they've sunk boats in the channel to keep people getting in and out of the Crimea area. And the they're starting to do maneuvers, war games, on the borders of Ukraine. So, I mean, you think about this, and Putin is pushing this thing. You know, he has said, look, these people want to be with us, and their government was overthrown. They want to secede from this government that's in there now and come back to Mother Russia. This is going to be this is something that's going to be interesting here over the next few days. The, missing Malaysian airliner. They're saying is that the trackers on the engines were going for hours after it was reported missing. Does that mean is that they were in the air when they were doing this, or did they land in, did they crash someplace and they're still going on it? But they're still trying to figure out where exactly this is, unless it was found someplace this morning. They're still trying to figure out what happened. First of all, what happened to it? What kind of catastrophic, result could it be? What kind of catastrophic incident could it be that just people stopped talking? And then it just disappeared. What kind of, you know, if you remember, there's times when, smaller jets, and if you remember, there was a golfer, years ago, that, it blew a window out at like 30,000 feet, and it just froze everybody and immediately took all the air out of the cabin. And immediately, everybody was dead. And the plane just flew on and on and on. Was this something like this? It had a catastrophic, release of all the oxygen somehow. Did something blow out? But I believe that the airlines, if they have, they've got all types of emergency systems there that you can do it. Anyway. Okay. Here's the good news. Nina Tucker. Who's Nina Tucker? She is an Anderson High School graduate, and I met Nina a few months ago. And Nina may not remember me, but I remember her. Or she'd remember me if she saw me. Because I was sitting on the board that interviewed Nina Tucker to go to one of the academies, one of the service academies. And Nina, got our highest recommendation. And why? Because this young lady is just a talent. She's an FFA. She's, you know, a princess in the FFA, you know, some different things. She is a high school athlete, she runs two, sports a year. She's, outstanding athlete that way. And what else? She's a drag racer. Her family are drag racers, so she's a drag racer. And she talks about, well, what's your biggest thrill going to be? She says, my dad lets me drive his car. And it hammers down the track. But Nina is a leader at the Anderson High School, and she was accepted into the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. And I can't say how proud of her we are. We interviewed, and I talked about this when I got back that weekend. I talked to people that, had been, you know, we had 26 young men and women. I can't tell you how the future of America, if this is our future, is those young men and women that we met that day, then we have a bright future because they are extremely intelligent. They're tough. They are articulate. They are able to take care of themselves, and they're ready to go on and serve our country. They want to serve our country. This is something that they've dreamed of. They come from small schools in Fall River. They come from extremely large schools in Sacramento. They come or outside Sacramento. They come in. They come from Anderson. They come from Shasta. We just had it was a tough time having to rate these people when you have out the top 1% and you're trying to rate these kids and say, okay, this one's better than this one. So what we did was we took them all and we looked at where they wanted to go to school at, which one of the academies want to go to school at. And then we looked at what they wanted to do. In this case, Nina wants to be a mechanical engineer. And she had looked at both the Air Force and West Point. And frankly, West Point has got a much better education for that in that type of engineering and his factory is rated in one of the top five schools in the nation for that. So, anyway, Nina was, it's not enough just to get by all the physicals and writing everything they have to write and then getting past us. And then they get, recommended by, Congressman LaMalfa. That doesn't mean anything. They still have to be accepted by the academies. And there's some of them that have passed through the, all of this and have yet not made it into the academy because of something that the academy did not accept them at the last, you know, for some reason, the last minute. For ours, I believe, I'd like to see how many more that we had to get in there. I'm going to talk to, Congressman LaMalfa's office. But Nina Tucker is one of our best and brightest, and I can't say enough about her. And hopefully we'll have her on before she leaves, on July 2nd to go to West Point. Yeah. But anyway, we're all proud of her, and she is somebody that will truly, truly represent us so well. Okay, when we come back after this break, we have Mark Beecham with us. And Mark has his I'm sure he has two or three things he wants to talk about here that's just going to be eye-opening. So here's your chance. Get onto your phones and get ready, because I know Mark's going to have something really interesting for us. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Was an aging infrastructure to blame for this week's deadly explosion of gas pipeline in Harlem that flattened two apartment buildings? National Transportation Safety Board member Robert Sumwalt says it's a question that's going to have to wait until crews are done searching through the rubble.
We are not able to get in up close and personal to begin our examination of the pipe. We're not able to do that until the FDNY determines that the area is safe.
The gas main is serving an area in which there are literally miles of underground gas and water pipes that date in some cases back to the 1800s. Also at SRNews.com, President Obama has taken action to expand overtime rules for millions of American workers.
In his latest executive action bypassing Congress, the president has signed a memorandum directing the Labor Department to devise new overtime rules to make more workers eligible for time at a half pay.
If you're working hard, you're barely making ends meet, you should be paid overtime, period.
Critics say it could overburden small businesses and other companies and actually cost jobs. New rules would likely not take effect until next year. Greg Clugston, SRN News, the White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, the oil company behind the largest offshore oil spill in U.S. history can once again perform work for the federal government. We get more from SRN's Jeremy House.
An agreement has been reached enabling over two dozen BP entities and its Houston-based oil production and exploration arm to secure new government contracts. The company had been suspended from performing any new government work since November 2012. That's when BP agreed to plead guilty to criminal charges involving the death of 11 workers and lying to Congress about how much oil was spilling into the Gulf of Mexico.
That report from SRN's Jeremy House. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is doing better. It's up by 20 points, and this is SRN News.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicki said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The Senate Foreign Relations Committee is studying the pros and cons of building a Keystone XL pipeline.
Karen Alderman Harbert is the head of the Institute for 21st Century Energy. She's also a big supporter of the Keystone XL pipeline project.
Keystone is good for the economy, jobs, tax revenue, property revenue, investment, and trade. It is good for our energy security, adding a more stable and secure source of energy.
But Dr. Michael Bruin of the Sierra Club says it's all risk and no reward when it comes to Keystone,
which jeopardizes our drinking water, our farmland, our climate, and our health.
The hearing comes 5 years after the Keystone XL pipeline project was proposed. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
Britain is conducting war games today in a bunker under the streets of London. Dozens of young computer experts there have been taking part in a make-believe exercise in which Britain's banking network suddenly seems to have gone offline. It's meant to help highlight a threat that many in London see as inevitable, a major cyber attack. This is SRN News. Defense want to make sure the drivers of big rigs are well-rested wherever they drive, especially when they cross state lines. Here's SRN's Rich Thomason.
The government wants commercial trucks and buses crossing state lines to be equipped with electronic devices that record how many hours the vehicles are in operation. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration's proposal is designed to prevent drivers from exceeding limits on the number of hours they can spend behind the wheel.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason reporting. The Obama administration has proposed new rules meant to prevent for-profit colleges from saddling students with huge debts that they can't repay. Programs that offer training that does not qualify students for the jobs they seek would be set to lose their access to federal student aid programs. The industry successfully fought previous rules. On Wall Street right now, the Dow's down 18 points. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda. But Linda's on assignment today. The time is 8:06 in the morning. And our phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Let's start off with our Wells Fargo advisor, Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning. Well, markets have turned negative in the second hour of trading. Currently, the Dow's down 22 points at 16,085. While the NASDAQ's down 10 at 4,249, and the S&P 500's down 2 at 1,843. Oil's up 77 cents a barrel at 98.76, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.58%. Gold's up $15.02 this morning at 1,385, while silver's up 42 cents at $21.62 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, McDonald's is up 2 dimes at 97.57, GE's down 15 cents at 25.17, while Netflix is down $1.64 at $428.42. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 right here on KCNR. And you know what? You need to know who you're investing with. And that's why you need to head on down to Park Marina Drive. Set up an appointment, 7561. I've always said this every day for like 3 years, 243-7561. And, people are putting obstructions between me and the number again. Here's the bottom line. We trust our friends from, Wells Fargo Advisors. They've gone through that. They've done their homework. They know what they're talking about. 243-7561. Did you sleep okay last night there, Savannah?
Kind of.
Well, you know why? You can sleep better, Savannah. I want you to head on down to our Sleep Number store and pick up one of their Sleep Number mattresses. My number's 35. Linda's is 45. I don't know if you know, how much is a good night's sleep worth, really? I mean, is it worth investing in a future, something that's going to last 20 years, that has got a guarantee on it, it's made in America, something that's been clinically proven to relieve back pain and improve sleep quality? The exclusive dual air technology makes it perfect for sleeping. You can adjust it any way you want, and your partner, because your partner on the other side of the bed can set theirs any way they want it. So you don't have to compromise. You know what? And life is a bunch of compromises. Don't compromise when you're sleeping. That's the way I feel about it. Anyway, head on down to our Sleep Number stores. Right now, you can save $400, the lowest price ever, on the popular Sleep Number P5 bed. Or you can, when you go down there, they'll tell you what your sleep number is. It's absolutely a fabulous way to end your day is with a great night's sleep. Head on down to our Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. Talk to Brian or Janice down there. All right. What's the weather today?
Currently it is 50 degrees, going to get up to a high of 75, mostly sunny, with a low of 50. Saturday is going to be a high of 78, sunny, a low of 51. And Sunday is going to be a high of 78, low of 48. So it's going to be a beautiful beautiful weekend of weather. And our weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They're family owned and operated, so give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. Our customers are warm friends, family owned, family operated. Discounts. My guest today, Mark Beacham. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Carl. Is this on?
You are on.
Okay.
Do you need to have your headphones turned on? Or maybe we just need to switch our headphones around here a little bit. So
I don't know.
Okay, well, we're switching right now. Mark Beacham comes in on once a month because I frankly enjoy listening to Mark and hearing his take on things. And I see you've got a whole page of stuff written down here. So,
well, first off, I want to ask you, Doug Lamoff was not calling in this morning, right?
No. In fact, he called me the other day and, no, we've got this all set up.
Because that was a real love fest the last time I was here. You blindsided us both on that one.
You know what? I didn't know really because he'd been on the week before, but he was called away for a vote. And so I had him down, but nobody from his office had called me. So I figured, well, okay. You know, I wasn't going to make a big thing out of it because he'd already been on this month. And then you were on and then he called and it was interesting. You two give and take pretty well.
Yeah. Well, that's my job and that's his job to take it. He didn't seem to take it very well though. thin-skinned politician.
Well, that's, you know, some people would say that about a lot of politicians. Anyway, so
hey, I have a question. I've got a question for you before we get into this. Linda's on assignment. What does that mean?
Well,
where does she go on assignment? Does she got to go to Israel like Doug LaMalfa on a fact-finding junket? Or what does she do? Does she get around? Does she go?
She has things to do during the day. See, Linda will be here Monday through Wednesday. Okay. And Thursday she has the show. And has a show at the evening. And Friday is her day to get things done around the house.
Okay.
So assignment.
That's a euphemism for she's got to rest up and do.
She has things that she's doing. Somebody has to keep the house going. It's not going to be me.
Gotcha.
Because by the time I get home, I don't want to do anything. So, and there's things like the plumbing. There's just stuff to keep us, you know, like a happy little household.
Okay.
I think maybe you do that. Do you do that stuff?
Oh yeah, but I don't call it assignment. It's more like life.
Okay, Linda is on life.
Life day. Taking a
she's
life.
She's
day.
Taking a life day.
There you go.
Okay, I like that.
That works.
All right. We're okay with that then.
I'm kind of, you know, I'm not a big fan of euphemisms. Hey, I listened to part of your show. I spent the last two weeks in court. Not in court, but attending a trial. And I won't go into it because the jury is, you know, the judge and all that. He doesn't want me to, I shouldn't be talking.
Are you a juror though?
No.
Oh,
no,
okay.
No. I'm attending a trial and it's been very interesting, but.
Can you tell us? Oh, I know what it is.
I can tell you what it is. Don't mention it.
I know what it is.
Yeah, okay, don't mention it. But I did catch your show, part of your show on Wednesday, I think it was.
Rob Pletty?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I wanted to ask about that. Why is the police chief so bummed? I think it's a rhetorical question because I know the answer, but I didn't catch the whole show. Why was he so bummed? Why is he so down in the mouth?
Well, you know what? This was the first time, really, that he actually said the words.
We're heading towards Stockton. Is that what he said?
Well, it wasn't exactly that. What he said is that the system's not working. What he said.
Duh.
And he, you know what? And it's no, and we had the day before, on Dan Fagan's show, we had the sheriff on. Or maybe it was the day after, I'm not sure. Maybe it was the day before. Talking about, cause Dan had the woman on his show, and Dan Fagan's show goes from 3 to 6.
I heard the interview with her, cause he replayed it last night.
Okay.
And it was something that I wish every single elected and unelected official in this town could hear twice or three times before they go to bed at night.
That's right. Here's a woman and her family that live they live in fear. Their screens have been shredded, you know, all these things have been happening to them. And Dan asked a question, well, what good is it going to do to hire more police or sheriffs if you have no place to put the bad guys?
Exactly right.
And that's a great question. And, but the other question I think with Chief Paletti is this, is we have a great police force. We have a very good police force. We have antiquated ways of doing things here, and they're trying to fix that. But the bottom line is that no matter how fast they get them, like this guy that broke into, you know, the one that this whole thing's about, he was arrested twice, he got arrested once, and the dogs had to take him down, and then they turned him loose, is that night, as Sheriff Basenko said, is that they had 17 other people they were booking at the same time as this guy.
Right.
And he had, and believe it or not, he was the least of the offenders.
That's what he was perceived to be.
And perceived to be as least of the offenders. So, or one of the least of the offenders. So that's where we're at. This is, and I think what Chief Paletti was saying is that we're in a spot here that we're not at that perfect storm yet.
We aren't?
No, because a perfect storm is when you're walking down the street and somebody comes up and hits you in the head and takes your wallet. That's the perfect storm. We haven't got to the point where little old ladies in parking lots all over town are getting knocked down for their purses. We're not at the point where those things are happening that you see them in broad daylight. A lot of the assaults, a lot of these things are happening at night among themselves. It hasn't reached out into the city. It shouldn't. We've got to find a way of stopping that, and there's a lot of ideas. I'm sure we'll talk about that after this break. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, your grassroots radio station. Our guest is Mark Beecham. We're talking about crime in the cities and other things as we come back.
Hey, not sure if you noticed this or not, but our city's population is changing. Thousands of violent felons have been released into our streets, and the time is now to learn how to protect yourself against assault and other life-threatening, forcible crimes. When you choose a firearms instruction company, demand the best NRA-certified instruction in the region. Demand NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Professional instructors can make the difference between a positive training experience and, well, one that you're not so sure about. 999-1822 or visit us online at RatingCCW.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The Clover Fire was devastating for many. Haven Humane Society was there to help. In cooperation with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we responded to the area and were able to evacuate over 100 animals and help dozens more in the fire area remain safe until their family was able to return. We want to thank this wonderful community. Without their support and donations, we would not have been able to help. Our best wishes go to the fire victims and their families, two and four-legged. With your continued support, we will be ready to once again help our neighbors if the need arises. Please donate to Haven Humane Society. Thank you.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Redding. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Linda's having a life day, as Mark says I should be talking about. She's having a life day, which that makes sense to me when we talk about that. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive is your place for great coffee and more at Espresso Joe's. And any type of drink you can imagine made by their people there. By the very highly trained people at Espresso Joe's. Walk next door. And they will meet or beat any prices in town on tobacco products and have the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Tobacco and Brew do so much for our community. Veterans are always welcome there. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. My guest is Mark Beecham, and let's go to the phones. Dave, good morning. Do you have a question for Mark?
Question for Mark. I read the Beecham blog about Shasta County's $100 million pot industry and also Humboldt County's $500 million a year pot industry. And since Mark is a finance guy, I'd like his comments on how do they launder the money, specifically when a commercial pot grower sells his $100,000 or $150,000 crop. What does he do with the money, and how does that transaction work? I'll listen on the radio.
Thanks, Dave. So how do you launder that money there, Mark?
Well, I cover business. I don't grow illegal marijuana, so I can't personally say how it's done, but it's an all-cash business. It's a lot easier to hide cash transactions than it is if you're doing business like Carl or I or other people do, where you have to make deposits in a bank and that sort of thing.
Where they can track us.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we had Mike Scheibele on yesterday, who is representing the marijuana, several of the marijuana.
I was going to ask you about him. How do you spell his name?
I was going to
blog something that he said on the show yesterday, yeah. But I couldn't find his name.
It's Scheibele. I think I may have mispronounced it, but it's Scheibele. Shibley, I believe.
Shibley.
Yeah, you'll see it. The thing, well, you heard what he said yesterday.
Well, what caught my attention was he said that Shasta County is the Napa and Sonoma of marijuana, which, you know, we are the absolute perfect growing area for marijuana, as Napa and Sonoma are, or traditionally have been, the perfect growing area for wine grapes.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to do about that?
Well, you know, you've got two things that can happen. You either embrace the culture, and I mean you have to embrace the culture, or you fight it to a standstill and you burn them every time. You burn down the plants every time you find one. I don't know if you can have an in-between. I guess you could have an in-between. What Mike was saying yesterday was, even, you know, the growers around here, they all agree, is that they don't want the 1,000 plantations here from the drug lords and all this. That they would help take those down. Well, you get up from anywhere like 50 to up to 100 plants. And, you know, that to be grown, that he said, he used the term, he says $150 million crop to Shasta County.
Well, the number that I have heard and reported in the column I wrote a couple of weeks ago was, it was a guy, a graduate student from the University of Virginia who lives locally, and he was doing some back of the envelope calculations about the value of the crop, and he did some Google looks or Google Earth searches of the Shingletown area and discovered X number of grows and with X number of plants and multiplied that by the value of per plant and then extrapolated that for the county, because the Shingletown area is not even the biggest growing area in the county. And he came up with a figure of about 100,000. And I don't know how accurate it is. It might be low. It might be
100,000 per.
I mean, sorry, $100 million dollars, right, a year. And I don't know if that's accurate, but it's a significant contributor to the economy. And to go to the question your caller Dave asked, I don't know how the money is laundered, so to speak, but it's It's much easier to not have cash transactions reported and traced than it is if you're in a legitimate business working with banks and other financial institutions.
I don't know if you heard all of Mike's show, because that was addressed too. And he said that, you know, that Holder had said the Department of Justice had said had made it easier for banks to take to bankroll marijuana businesses. However, there was still that little, there's these little caveats that they leave here at the end, that this all goes down to whoever that federal attorney or that the attorney general is in that district. They can come back and say, you know what, I don't agree with this, and I'm going to hammer everybody. And they take precedence over the Department of Justice. So the guy out of San Francisco, when he turned around and he shut down a few places in San Francisco, which gave everybody the impetus here was to, saying, well, look, we can be held responsible. Well, even though that, you know, Mike said that that's not true, but the referendum is going to be about the law or the ruling of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors outlawing growth everywhere.
Outdoor growth,
right. Yeah. As he said, but he also said that in town, he had, you know, that, you know, you've got zoning for in town. He says, I understand that. He says, you can zone in town to no marijuana. But when you get out into unincorporated area and you've got farms smell, marijuana plantations will smell for 6 weeks. So.
Right. I heard that.
Anyway.
I get back to the police chief.
Right.
He's bummed. He's unhappy.
I wouldn't say he's unhappy. He's not unhappy.
He's not unhappy with his job. He's frustrated as heck.
He sees what's happening around, and there's no matter how what he does, no matter how good his people are, that they're handcuffed by the amount of people. If you had, and we can't put out like temporary camps. I'm not talking tent camps, but I'm talking about like trailers that you could put two or four of the ones the least offensive people into. These they have bathrooms, the kind of things that we put Marines and soldiers in when they're, you know, and staying in a long time. They're not permanent establishments. They're trailers that they have bathrooms and showers in, and you put a fence around them and you put 100 of them in there. I mean, and you have a mess hall. That to me, it seems like possible.
Where does the police chief see this going?
You have
him on the show,
yeah.
Right?
Does
he address that?
I think that, I don't think he sees it getting any better.
Okay.
I don't think he sees it getting any better. And I don't think that, but I can't speak for Rob. But until something changes, until you get more room to put people away. But right now, from what I understand, how they're fighting back and the state is all upset about it is a lot of these prosecutors are giving them the second strike on these guys. And as soon as they give them the second strike, they have to go to prison. Right. And the state says, wait a minute, they're having a bad attitude here. They're not supposed to be doing that. Well, we have, you know, how many murderers do you think or homicide suspects do you think we have in the jail right now?
Well, last I heard it was close to 40.
No. Homicide, just murders is like 24. But when you get in that are there, and their trial won't take place sometimes up to 5 years. So now, but you get into the real serious things like attempted murder, rape, assault with a deadly weapon. That's well over 100 there. So that right there, that number is almost half of what the jail is. And then when you add in the more serious crimes of, you know, other serious crimes, something has to be done. But I think part of it is just having space to do it.
Well, here's the thing. I heard Sheriff Basenko on Fagan's radio show making the usual excuses, which he makes. And it is largely out of his hands. Okay. He was dealt a hand of cards when he took the office. I wish he was a stronger personality than he is. I think he's just kind of a whiny bureaucrat, frankly. I wish we had someone more along the lines of a John Balma. But having said that, he says repeatedly that the jail was at full capacity back in the early 90s. So what failure of leadership have we had at the county for nearly 20 years to not address a problem with a jail at full capacity that goes all the way back there?
Who was the sheriff back then?
I don't know. I wasn't living here.
In the 90s.
I wasn't living here then.
Okay, I'm just wondering.
Yeah. Who was on the board of supervisors?
Well, but see, the board of supervisors.
Who was the chief executive officer of the county?
I mean, don't know.
Who was the Reading police chief? Who was on the city council? It's all integrated. We had a jail that was at full capacity in 1993, I think he said, or almost at full capacity, and we did nothing about it for 20 years, thinking what? That crime was going to go down? We're going to have some sort of economic
upturn,
paradise, and we're all going to be living.
Well,
a
even
good
when
life.
We even things were really good, we were still at full capacity. Let's go to the phones. Donna, good morning. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, my comment was that we seem to have no problem rounding up American-born, law-abiding citizens and putting them in concentration camps. And I'm sure that property out in Manzanar is still available since it's a National Historic Site. Why can't we do that with law people that are breaking the law when we can do it to natural-born citizens?
Well, I understand what you're saying, but the part of the problem is putting them into like a tent city like they do in Arizona is against, they've already ruled against that in California. In California, not only do they get X amount of room, they have health care and dental care and all this to the extent of $50,000 a year per inmate. So Donna, I mean, wouldn't you like to have like $1,000 worth of health care a month?
Oh, I'm always saying, Joe, where are you? We really need you.
All right, Donna, thanks a lot.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We got to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to ask you, Mark, what would you do when we get back?
Move to Mexico.
Move to Mexico. Well, that sounds like a good choice right there. Is this the place they just found the headless bodies?
No, actually, I was in Mexico for 2 weeks in January,
right.
And I didn't see any of the losers I see walking past.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that, because that's one of the things you mentioned offline when we were taking a break here. Let's talk about that, the number of transients, because this guy that broke into the house, the three guys.
He was high on drugs.
And he was a transient.
And he was a transient.
That's right.
Where are they coming from and why are we allowing it?
We'll be back in a minute here. I just want to remind everybody that on Monday, St. Patrick's Day at the Classic Cafe from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., corned beef and cabbage with O'Millie and O'Caffey there at the Classic Cafe on Athens Avenue. And it's a great place to eat. And these are two great people. And it's like walking into a museum when you look in the walls there. The Classic Cafe, St. Patrick's Day from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., corned beef and cabbage. We'll be right back.
Join us in celebrating Wind River Resort and Casino's grand opening of our luxurious hotel, located in Redding, California, March 14th through the 21st. For more information, log on to windriver.com. It's not how far you go, it's how far you get away.
Hi, I'm Gary Hayward, General Manager of Wind River Resort and Casino. I am pleased to announce that beginning March 14th, with the grand opening of our new hotel, Wind River Resort and Casino will be the largest Native American casino to implement a 100% smoke-free policy. We are doing this because we care deeply about our guests, team members, and our community. This way, everyone's a winner. We'll continue to provide premier gaming, entertainment, and hospitality to all our guests. I'd like to invite you to come see all that we have to offer as part of the grand opening celebration of our luxurious hotel, March 14th through March 21st. Experience a smoke-free Wind River Resort and Casino and find out for yourself why it just got better on the river.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's having a life day today, according to Mark, because we all have life days that we have to take care of life. The time is 8:33 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. And, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Now, I tell you what, the big battle going on here in the chat room is meth and, marijuana and, different things are going on right now. Organized crime pays the pot growers and meth Oxycontin, heroin, and cash. And then somebody comes back and says, that's not true, except not exactly that way. So it's a good, you know, but everybody's being nice to each other in the chat room. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Our friends down there give great haircuts at great prices and have discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. It is the Cheers of barbershops. I love it there. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. My guest, Mark Beecham. And Mark and I have just, you know what? I see Mark occasionally. We have lunch and dinner together and, with our spouses. And, but the good part's when, during the breaks here, when we talk about things. But Mark, the battle we're having here with crime and all that's going on, what would you do? Okay, you're the mayor. What would you do here? Well, if you're king, what would you do here?
Oh, I was king.
Okay, using our assets and using what's happening here, how would you handle what's going on around here?
Well, I would want to know why we seem to have more and more transients every month or every year. And try to figure out, are these people homegrown or are they coming from somewhere else? And if they're coming from somewhere else, where are they coming from? Who's sending them and why are they here and how are they supported? I would like to know what's going on with these downtown motels. Who is staying in those downtown motels? Are they supported by state aid or laundered through Shasta County? I don't know. But I can tell you there's such a zoo walking up and down Market Street and Pine Street. I can't, you know, every town is going to have a certain number of, you know, hard luck characters. I just think Reading is being, appears to be like overrun with them. Not just hard luck characters, but people who are tatted out on drugs, dealing drugs. I don't understand. Where are they coming from and why are we allowing it to happen? And I really think we need a community-wide discussion about this and some empirical surveying done to try to figure out if that's just my impression, other people's impressions, or if there's some real factual basis in it.
That's a good, you know, when I talk to you.
I also think that the thing that happened this last week on Sunday night over on Placer Street in your neighborhood, right? I sent you that article to start with.
Yeah, it was awful bollard, but
That has the potential to be one of these defining moments where people realize, wow, we've got to really do something. Fortunately, nobody was killed or seriously injured or injured. But the fact that you've got a guy who was burglarizing two homes, arrested by the police, booked into the jail, released after an hour, I guess,
yeah,
and within minutes was banging down the door of another house, entered that house, was chased off, went next door.
At gunpoint.
Was chased off at gunpoint, went next door, beat on that house, finally was subsequently, you know, located and arrested by the cops. But even then, the sheriff on Dan Fagan's show said he wasn't sure where this guy was, and there was, you know, we didn't know whether the guy was actually booked in jail. He thought it was possible that he wasn't. He was again released. This is the kind of event that I hope really gets the attention of people around town and elected officials around town. I emailed Dan Fagan. I said, I hope that, well, I want to get a transcript of his interview with the young woman, the nursing student who was living
in
the house.
It should be in the archives.
And every single elected official in this town should hear that.
I thought, and that's what you said before, and I agree. When I heard it, it was powerful. We're going to try and get her on the show again, too, when we go back maybe into this. But let's go to the phones. Rudy, good morning. You have a question or a comment?
I have a comment. I think that we are sitting on a powder keg here in this county. We've got the revolving door with the jail situation. I'm aware of at least two instances where people with concealed carry permits have been confronted and have shown restraint and have not taken care of business on their own. But I have a think-out-of-the-box possible solution.
Okay.
The county needs 1,000 beds in the jail, and we think it costs about $50,000 per inmate to house them. All right, well, 1,000 times 50,000 is about $50 million. Suppose we double that. Suppose we build a 2,000-bed jail, and we sell that bed space to surrounding counties who have the same problem that we do. This is an economic opportunity that we could potentially pursue, and it's thinking out of the box. And of course, I hate the thought that we become Shasta County becomes the housing area for everybody else's troublemakers. But we need a solution here in our own county, and that might be one way to do it. Let's sell that bed space up front to other counties and build a big jail and get it properly staffed, properly house them, and comply with all the laws and regulations, and maybe even make a little profit along the way.
A super jail. I like it. A super max jail. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, a super jail, and we sell that bed space to other counties because we're not the only county facing this. It's statewide, as I understand.
Yeah, LA County is 19,000 people in their jails, and they're filled up too. Everybody's running into the same thing. I mean, it's gotten to the point of, it's past ridiculousness yet. But thanks a lot, Rudy, for the phone call. Here's the thing is, why don't y'all switch places here? And we got a lot of people calling in here. All right. We're training new producers here. So, we need to, and because, we just have new producers because we have more people. We have more time. I believe we haven't reached that perfect storm yet, Mark. I know you believe that we've reached that point where it's bad, but we haven't reached a point where people are getting hit in the head on the street.
I know, Carl, but you've got a situation here where property crime, there is no consequence for it. And what is that's finally dawning on the general public, but the bad guys have known it for years. So what does it mean when you can steal somebody's property, break into their home, break into their car, take their property and not be booked at the jail? What does it mean?
I think this is a perfect time for this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur in Reading, right here in Reading. It's our firearms dealer of choice, whether it's long guns or pistols. They have gunsmiths. They have it all. John Bastiani takes great, great pride in keeping everything in stock, including ammo, everything his customer needs in stock, and at fair prices. Bastiani Arms, again, 2539 Larkspur. Phone number is 222-8222. Now, one of the things that Tom Basenko said is that the citizens need to be able to protect themselves. That was one of the reasons I threw that read in right there, because we don't have the police. And if we did have the police, as we've said, we don't have the room. So, building a super jail, finding a way of putting them out in something else. The bottom line on it is that property crime leads to the worst, leads more. And I agree with you, because if there's no resolution on this, if there is no punishment for people that are just breaking the houses. It's going to lead. Is this the kind of thing that people say it's okay? Now we're on a slippery slope. That the next thing that happens is grandma gets hit in the head in Target shopping center.
I wrote about this in my last column. Grand theft auto. Stealing a car used to be a kind of a big deal, right?
Uh-huh.
We don't keep people who steal cars in jail anymore.
I didn't know that.
No, we don't. We release them. There was a guy who had stolen two cars in a matter of 24 hours. I read about it.
Oh, you know, you're right. You're right. I did see that.
Yeah. So it's more and more crimes are being treated with this catch and release policy. So what kind of message does that send to the bad guys?
Well, what kind of message does it say here, too? Because we're getting a lot of this in the...
Come to Shasta County.
Well, we're getting a lot of this in the chat room, too. So we start growing marijuana everywhere. Is this one of the reasons we have so many transients and people coming into town because of the marijuana?
I don't think the transients are growing marijuana.
No, well, I think that, well, but they're coming into town to rob, to get it to, at various times of the year. What?
I don't know why. I don't think we know why the transients are coming into town. That's why I'd be curious in doing some kind of a survey and try to find out where are these people coming from? What are their backgrounds?
How long do they stay?
Why are they coming here? Where are they staying? Who's supporting them, in all or in part? And, so we have some empirical data here.
Okay. Let's take a quick break here. My guest is Mark Beecham. We're talking crime, punishment, or lack of punishment in our city here. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460, your grassroots radio station.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
On April 1st, That Kitchen Place is celebrating their 10th anniversary.
What kitchen place?
That Kitchen Place on Hilltop across from Best Buy.
Oh, That Kitchen Place. How are they celebrating?
In style. They'll have a week of daily giveaways, delicious food sampling, and even wine tasting from Indian Peak Winery. That Kitchen Place wants to thank the people of Reading for 10 years of fabulous business.
Where is it again?
That Kitchen Place, located at 975 Hilltop Drive.
What kitchen place?
That Kitchen Place.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
Well, it's 2014. Do you find yourself looking in the mirror and saying, I want to be a better me? This year, I want to feel stronger, have a more positive outlook on life, and feel like I'm controlling my life. Life isn't controlling me. Well, now's the time. Go to Adamson's Peak Performance, a gym where the staff has incredible integrity. Adamson's is a place where you can become a better you. Get fit. Call Adamson's now at 221-8006. Adamson's Peak Performance.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. The summer is a good time to give your irrigation system a tune-up. Remove anything blocking the sprinkler heads and fix any broken ones. Look at the spray heads on your sprinklers while they're working. Adjust them to avoid overspray onto driveways and sidewalks. Excess water flowing into the gutter doesn't help your landscape, and it can pollute our creeks and rivers. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebach. The time is 8:47 in the morning. Our phone line's here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. A lot of people in there, SFLO43, Max, Angel, so many others in there. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. Looking for a new or previously owned car, truck, or SUV? Look no further than 555 Cypress Avenue. There are our friends down there at Reading Crown Motors, your local Ford, Dodge, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. Why leave the city or the area to get a great car at a great price? Buy it right here. Reading Crown Motors, their service department is outstanding to go along with their sales and the types of vehicles they have. The vehicles of the year, all down at Reading Crown Motors. 223-2177, that's 530-223-2177, 555 Cypress Avenue. My guest is Mark Beauchamp, a world traveler, a gourmet cook, and a man of many thoughts. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Hey, gentlemen, how you both doing?
Thanks for waiting.
Sure.
We're fine. We're fine.
Anyway, Mark makes a good point, especially about the sheriff. That interview was good that Dan Fagan did when Dan asked him, well, gosh, what's the limit? I mean, can the guy be released 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, 5 times? And our sheriff had a little bit of trouble answering that. It is like a catch and release thing. And really and truly, there has to be a solution. That's the one thing we haven't heard a lot about. But I was wondering what Mark thought about what Cottonwood's doing with the community watch, which is not a neighborhood watch. And one last thing about that is that the sheriff did say he wants people to be eyes and ears and vigilant, but not vigilantes. Okay, well, I was robbed or burglarized last week. What if I had walked in on that guy? I mean, you know, or guys or whoever it was, but the point is that you have to defend yourself, and if you want to be eyes and ears, and the response time for my particular situation was 4 hours. And we've all lived here for quite some time. I've lived here for 39 years, and I've never called the police station before.
And well, maybe it's always been 4 hours.
And had to wait 4 hours because the Reading Police Department was only responding to life-threatening situations. And we're playing Pollyanna here in some cases that things aren't really that bad. I mean, that's beyond the pale. And I think Community Watch, really what it is to go around and have citizens patrol it. And it might just come to that because our law enforcement isn't really doing anything. There has to be a solution. And it's their job to find one.
Hey, that's Terry, what they're paid Terry, for. I see what you're saying here, and I see what's about Cottonwood. I disagree when you say, though, is that they're not doing anything. They're out there arresting people right and left. Now, the question is
the solution.
Sorry about
that.
Right. You know,
clarification. They're not doing anything as far as finding the solution.
Well, but the man on the street, the average policeman is out there, you know, they're busting their hump every day, but you know, out there. Now, the question is though, is what are our elected leaders doing? And that's one of the things that, that Mark said. Now let's see what Mark thinks about the, citizens on patrol. Thanks, Terry, for your phone call.
Sure.
The Cottonwood situation, I'm not really, that familiar with it, but I think the people in the county certainly have a lot of concerns. If you lived in the county, you have a lot of concerns about response times from the sheriff. And that's why you have groups like the Citizens Watch in Cottonwood.
Some of them were they were going down. There was 3 different groups, I think. They've got the one that's the sheriff backs because it's an organized group. And you had 2 others, the Northern California State Militia and the Cottonwood Citizens Watch, CCWs. And so he said, look, I bless these over here because they're the ones we've talked to. trained and we have a relationship with, and that was the Cottonwood, you know, Cottonwood watch, not the other two. What Terry's saying though is, I hope, and you've said it too, not what Terry says, but that people don't mix up the fact that the guy on the street, the cop on the street, is not the one that's going to fix this. That's like blaming the Marine or soldier that was fighting in Vietnam for the war. You know, they're fighting the war out there. You need to blame the elected leaders. And that's where we need to hold some people's feet to the fire.
Right. And yet, at the same time, we don't seem to have... Our sheriff is running unopposed. I don't know what that means. I'm a little dismayed about it. I mean, he's a very, very important figure in this county at a time when a lot of people are frustrated with law enforcement and the jail, and yet our sheriff is running unopposed. I wish there were five people in that race, or three people in that race, or a minimum of two people in that race. I know how difficult it is to raise the money and mount a campaign, but it's a sad commentary.
Well, again, we go back to the point that the
and the supervisors no. need to be held accountable too.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the only issue in Shasta County and Redding electoral politics is public safety today. Everything else, forget about it. Turtle Bay, distraction. Everything is about public safety.
How about privatization?
I think you need to privatize. I've always said that the only thing that the government really needs to do, absolutely has to do, is to pave the streets and make sure they're safe. Everything else, I think, could be privatized. Every single department at City Hall could be privatized. You're going to get pushback from people, but years ago I said, don't build a new police station, just move them to City Hall. Make room for them through cuts in every other department. We don't need a more building. We have a big building down there.
How about REU's new building, the new $10 million building? What do you think of that? The one out on Airport Road?
I think it's an extravagance.
One of the things I talked about earlier today was about the 45% more. It costs 45% more for city, federal, or it says government workers than it does for private sector. Can these upcoming elections, how can that be addressed? You can't cut the people's pay that are in there right now, I don't believe. I wouldn't, because, hey, look, this is what they agreed to. But what about in the future? Can you cut it down? How far back do you cut it? To the private sector?
You're asking me?
Yeah. I'm asking you because you've got a lot of opinions on things. So how would you handle that?
I don't begrudge the police officers and the compensation that they are paid. Every single call they respond to, they're putting their life and limbs at risk. But we have at the state level, at the county level, at the city level, at the federal level, we have a class of government employees who are overcompensated and overpensioned relative to the rest of the economy, not the entire rest of the economy. You get into Silicon Valley or Wall Street or whatever, but
the working man and woman.
It's unsustainable, and I think we're going to run into that if we haven't already. I mean, I think we certainly it's unsustainable in a poor area like Shasta County.
45% more than the equivalent worker in the private sector. So they're telling us that we couldn't have privatize the cutting of grass at the parks or the collection of trash. We couldn't privatize that because we'd lose money on it. And I'm not sure how they figured that one out. But I think that we've got a bunch of people running for office this time that those are questions that we're going to ask right here. And I would expect people during debates to be asking these questions that why don't we privatize? Why? And not to listen to the points. Oh, well, I need to get in office and take a look at this. No, that's not good enough. If you want to go in office, you ought to have a plan and you better have a plan now because we are at the point in our city that we're at that tipping point, and some people say we've already tipped. I don't believe that yet. I don't believe we've tipped yet, but I think we're getting close to it when, as you so succinctly put it, there is no repercussions if you break the law. If it's not, unless you stab somebody, there is no repercussions or hurt somebody.
Well, job number one needs to be public safety, and all these other issues flow out of that. How do you fund public safety? How do you fund a jail? How do you operate manage law enforcement and exact real punishment for crime. Everything else comes out of that, and you're going to have to make cuts and allowances in other departments and other areas.
That's the only way you can do it. And unfortunately, that's just what's going to happen, but we need to do that because, again, but it goes back again, my friends, is we don't have any place to put them. Even if we, you know what, are we going to put the other 40 people in there and then now we're at full capacity? We're going to have no, we have no room. See, so that is something that needed to have been addressed 20 years ago.
Exactly.
So now we're trying to address it. We're putting in 83, we're opening up 83 beds. It'll take a day and a half. We've got to clean the streets. Is it, what, you put them in buses and take them someplace?
Why not?
I don't know if you can. I think there's gonna, you're gonna find that, you know, one of the points we made is that you got all these guys standing on street corners. Well, according to their constitutional rights, they have a right to stand on that street corner. They have a right to, lean up against the wall. They have all these rights to do this, and you're not gonna be able to move them. You know, we can't move them out of parking lots. Private, if it's a privately owned business, you can move them. But if it's public, you can't. It's ridiculous. We've got the clowns running the circus here. Mark Beecham, thank you so much.
Thank you, Carl. It's been a pleasure as always.
Once a month, Mark comes in here.
Still waiting for Doug Lamoff for the call. He's got another minute.
I don't think he's going to call in today. You know, I'm sure he's listening though.
You think?
Well, yeah.
In Washington, D.C., doesn't he have votes to go to and more important things?
I think that he's
committee hearings.
I think that, you know, Doug is, you know, wanting to hear what you have to say on here.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, have a great weekend, everybody. And, the show's tomorrow.
Wear your sunscreen.
Wear your sunscreen. Remember that, that concealed carry classes are being run all the time, here in the state, here in the county.
That's probably the answer there.
I'm not going to argue with you that you should be able to protect yourself because, you know, a policeman can't be on every corner and you can't carry a policeman around. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys as we've been talking about here for the last hour. Which are you?
Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Secretary of State Kerry meets in London with Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov to discuss Moscow's invasion of Ukraine's Crimea region. The Kremlin is already talking about moving beyond Crimea and into eastern Ukraine. Russia warns it reserves the right to defend ethnic Russians there, it claims are under threat. An American official says the missing Malaysian jetliner remained airborne long after losing contact with air traffic controllers, beaming signals to satellites for hours. Search of the plane is widening again, according to Malaysia's transport minister.
Together with our international partners, we are now pushing further east into the South China Sea and further into the Indian Ocean. We want nothing more than to find the plane as quickly as possible, but the circumstances have forced us to widen our search.
There were 239 people on board the jetliner that vanished almost.